With the power of Tandem HR, you are in the fast lane on Main Street with Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein, the show for business and jobs. Now, the champion of networking, the advocate of jobs, the guru of business, your host, Shalom Klein.
I say this all the time, but you need to be able to articulate yourself clearly if you want others to help you. Don't assume that people know who you are, what you do, and who you're looking to meet. Practice it in front of a mirror. We are all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. And business, we talk a lot about business here. You're on with Get Down to Business, powered by Tandem HR. I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. And while you are there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. It's going to be a jam-packed week of content and information you won't want to miss. This week, we're going to talk about what you wish you would have known back then. We'll be joined by our good friend Bruce Leon of Tandem HR. We've got Chris Everett on the show, Howard Rieger, and I'll be sharing tips on incorporating your business. Always love to hear your input. Always love to hear your advice. You can contact me, again, through my website, shalomklein.com. So joined by our repeat guest, Bruce Leon of Tandem HR, the fellow that we always say is the solutions behind the solution center. Bruce, welcome back to Get Down to Business.
Great to be here with you, Shalom.
So, Bruce, we're going to have a little bit of fun this morning. I've got a few fun questions. We're going to keep you on your toes, and you got to think fast for this one. So you're a successful business owner, and the show is all about providing advice and information for entrepreneurs. Tell me, Bruce, what do you wish you would have done? What would you have done differently if you would have known what you know now back when you were 25 years old?
Well, you know, since it's another cold day in Chicago, maybe I would have started the business in Florida had I known then what I would experience you now.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Do you have any regrets? Do you have any things that you would have done differently, not just in the location of your business, but any regrets, any changes that you would have made?
By the way, I love Chicago. I don't think there's a better city to do business in, so I'm really glad that I'm here.
Ditto.
Weather excluded. I would say that lessons learned, you know, from the early on stages of an entrepreneur, I would say, you know, not in any specific order, but number one is knowing your weak points and being upfront about that, knowing where you need help, where you need to supplement yourself, and then getting the right people on board, extend yourself, spend more money for the people. Don't be afraid to get smart people smarter than you, and be afraid, you know, don't be afraid to be humble and think you can do it all yourself. If you do, your growth will be slow, and you're going to be hampered, and you may even not be successful unless you can have a team to work with that can help you get you there. And then lastly, I'd say always have a vision for the future. You don't always have a – you're not going to meet your plan. Every time I pull out a five-year plan, I kind of laugh. You never know what's going to come up every day, but at least you should have a guideline. Many companies run just day by day, and I think that you can't really be successful and grow a business unless you have some kind of ideas and plans. So those are a couple of lessons that I didn't have early on that I've learned over the years to make a little better.
That's great. So earlier this week, I visited Get Fresh Produce in Bartlett, Illinois, a very happy client of Tandem HR, and visited with our friend Pete Sikorsky. And as he's showing me around the plant, I saw a woman who's sitting sort of off on her side. She had, I think, her own laptop. And I found that as odd. And I said, why isn't she using the company computer? And she said, oh, that's our outsourced Tandem HR HR professional. I said, wow, that's fantastic. That's amazing. I know we've talked a lot about that in the past. But, Bruce, you've clearly come up with a concept of helping companies outsource their HR functions. Was this an epiphany that you had one day, or was this something that what's the story? I know we talk a lot about the advice. What's the story behind this? How did you develop this concept?
Yeah, it's almost, you know, it's many, many things that sort of happened all at the same time, and I was at least lucky enough, probably not smart enough to sort of see a trend, but I was really originally, you know, an underwriter, health insurance underwriter, and then a health insurance broker consultant. And you know, when Hillary Clinton sort of made that sort of move toward, you know, changing healthcare, I began to sort of think that, you know, I needed to provide more of a service than just acting as a middleman and in providing brokerage services. And really, when I looked at what I was providing in the big picture, it was really the whole employee life cycle, and I wanted to get involved in soup to nuts. And I realized that most employers are very confused by many of the things that they have, the regulations and all that stuff. And if I could come up with a simplified platform that could sort of give them all the administrative and tactical back office provided at a very reasonable cost and actually offset it by savings that they would get by joining a larger pool, that might be a concept that employers would be gained for. And the truth is, it didn't go over big in the beginning in the Midwest. It went over much bigger on the coast and in Texas, because in the Midwest, employers still were just fearful that core HR function, that core paycheck function, even though they realized it wasn't a value of their business, they were worried that somehow the employees would feel that they were now staffing workers, or they weren't connected to the company. And they, that Midwest value that sort of took a while for them to really understand that we weren't looking to change the relationship with their employees. If anything, we were just trying to enhance it. And that basically by focusing on what you're good at would make good business sense. And you could focus on those areas that could grow your company and not worry about those compliance issues and those laws. And of course, the government sort of helped us by enacting about 50 or 60 new legislative issues over the last 7 or 8 years, which made it even more difficult. And so those employers that were sort of standing in the middle quickly came over to the side of believing there was just too much regulation and non-core business things to worry about, and it's better to outsource it.
So are there things in Tandem HR? Do you practice what you preach? Are there functions in the world of Tandem HR that you realized, gosh, as a business owner, I know my line of work really well, but I just don't know that area? And can you tell us those examples?
Yeah, I mean, we outsource a lot of our technology function, help desk and redundancy centers and compliance to a wonderful organization in Oak Brook. We outsource a lot of our marketing functions. We outsource a lot of our even our bank reconciliation and tactical finance functions we now had performed by a service that helps us with that. We're looking at even other things now, companies that specialize in potentially like unemployment claims or other things, even stuff that's part of our core business that we feel could be better done by somebody that only does that function. So then, in a sense, they become the outsourcer to the outsourcer who's the outsourcer. In the end, as long as we can get better results at a better price, everybody's happy.
And I noticed something when talking to a client the other day, and they had a few open positions, and they told me that they've tried to post jobs on Indeed and Career Builder, and they found one of those options that works better than the others. But they found that the candidates that are applying for those positions are not nearly of the caliber that you get when you retain a recruiting firm. I know you do a lot of hiring. I know you work with your clients that do a lot of hiring. What have you found in that process? Is hiring a recruiter worth the money?
Well, recruiting is a very, very specialized function. I find that's another lesson that I learned that took me a little bit longer. That probably took me 10 years to learn that, is that even though people think recruiting is an HR function, it really is more of a sales function. And we don't offer it any longer as a core service, and most of our competitors don't either. It was a mistake. It becomes a drain. You can't really predict how long it's going to take to find the right candidate, and it takes a different skill set. So we formed a joint venture, as you know, with Kathy Carpenter from HR Pilots and some other significant players in the marketplace in order to sort of bring professionals to our clients at a fairly reasonable rate. And I agree with you. In order to really find those A players, you need real professionals, because it is hard in an interview, even if you do one, two, even if you have multiple people that talk to those people, those interviewees. It's very hard. Somebody can, I don't want to say cheat their way through, but they can pull the wool over, and then you make a bad hire, and it can really set you back 6 months to a year, and things that you won't pick up on, a professional will probably pick up on.
So we're talking with Bruce Leon of Tandem HR. Lots of great advice. Learned to, you were joking, but I did hear a little bit of truth, in your voice when you said that you almost wish you'd be working in in Miami, Florida, on a day like today, and I don't blame you. Bruce, bring me out there, and we'll produce a radio show out there together. Good stuff. Lots of great advice for small businesses and entrepreneurs out there. Bruce, you're filled with information. Tandem HR is filled with information. How can people get a hold of you?
Well, you can always go to our website at tandemhr.com, and my phone number, my direct line is 630-371-6201. I'd love to hear from listeners in general about ideas that they have, issues, struggles. I'd like to hear from other entrepreneurs. And really, as you know, Sean, the show keeps growing in popularity and in response. And what we're really trying to do is just help the business community in Chicago grow so we all can benefit.
Check out Tandem HR, tandemhr.com, your solution center. Bruce Leon, thanks for your time.
We'll have you back on real
soon. After the break, we're talking with Chris Everett of Everett Wealth Solutions. She's got some great information about college planning, as always. Once again, you're listening to the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. Don't touch that dial. You're listening to Get Down to Business.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Tom Bowman, taking a look at traffic on the inbound side of the Edens. Dempster to the junction is going to be stop and go. Lake Hook to the junction is 31 minutes. Outbound, you're clear at 19. Inbound, heavy on the brakes. River Road toll to the junction, then a little bit slow from the junction into Division. O'Hare to downtown is 36 minutes. In from the junction is 16. Outbound, clear to the junction. 10 in the locals, 8 in the express, 24 out to the airport. Some slow traffic is out there between the junction and Sayre. Eisenhower inbound, real heavy on the brakes, Wolf to Des Plaines, then you're tight again, Racine into downtown due to a Blackhawks versus Rangers game tonight at 6:30 at the United Center. Thorndale to the post office, 38 minutes, in from Mannheim is 25. It's currently 39 degrees under cloudy skies in Chicago, going down to a low of 30 degrees tonight. Get your next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
When the Prime Minister of Israel, our only true ally in the Middle East, spoke to Congress, the President got mad. Some Democrats even refused to attend and wouldn't hear his concerns over a treaty with Iran and their attempt to get a nuclear bomb. What is it that has made Democrats and the President the enemy of our friend? They won't use Muslim and terrorist in the same sentence while they cozy up to Iran and turn their back on our friends. Just keep listening to this station, AM 560. The Answer.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
CD Peacock Jewelers is a luxury jewelry specialist known for its beautiful and timeless creations from custom designers, watchmakers, and master jewelers. As the corporate sales manager at CD Peacock, I strive to provide a high level of service to our corporate partners. This is the same reason we chose Tandem HR as our full-time HR partner. The comprehensive, custom HR solutions free us to concentrate on you.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Book your consultation at TandemHR.com.
It's called menopause. It's an effect of aging. If you're an older or middle-aged guy who is not happy with the way you feel, listen to Dr. Joel Ochner, board-certified cardiologist with an integrative approach to menopause.
Your average doctor's office, what you see, you'll get your basic blood test, they'll do a colonoscopy, EKG, and they say, hey, see ya, you're feeling great, but you don't feel good. And look at your body chemistry, look at all these enzymes, proenzymes, vitamins. It's a whole cascade. If one thing's messed up, everything's messed up. So let's do a much more complete evaluation. Let's get people feeling better. I mean, part of the solution, you hear about testosterone, that's a part of it, okay? But a lot of it also is diet. It's exercise. It's custom exercise, custom diet. It's looking at the complete picture and getting somebody to feel better. Why not get people to feel better? I think we can do it.
Look better, feel better. Reverse your menopause. Contact Dr. Joel Ochner at Envision Medical Performance. Go to nomanopause.com. That's nomanapause.com.
On the show, we talk every week about professionals. We talk about great stories of success, entrepreneurship. One of the people that we talk to frequently is Chris Everett of Everett Wealth Solutions and Everett College Funding. And Chris, you are involved in helping young adults prepared to become professionals. First of all, welcome back to Get Down to Business.
Thank you so much.
So you are co-creator of a program, College Readiness for Success. Tell us a little bit about that collaboration.
Right. Well, for years, I've been helping parents pay reduced price for college whenever that was possible. And we help their students go in the correct direction career-wise before even selecting majors or colleges. But this year, what we discovered is that there's an underserved market if your students happen to have a difference that could be categorized as a learning difference or an attention, social, or emotional difference. And when you have those differences, it can be difficult to transition to college. And so with the help of Karen Grimes, who's a local social worker, we are engaging to really help this market prepare and transition to college. So we have created College Readiness for Success specifically for students who have learning, attention, social, and emotional differences. But we're not just targeting parents of these students. We have created a program that offers CEU credits and hopefully CPDU, so educators, mental health professionals, counselors, teachers can come learn more about how to support these students and parents and also get credit for it.
And so you're not just focusing on the financial side of it, which I know you are quite the guru and quite the expert. You're talking about things like stress triggers and how to prepare for the whole college experience.
Exactly. You know, it's one thing to get the money piece right, and we've got all that in a bag of chips. We know how to reduce the cost whenever possible. But it's understanding all of those triggers that really cause stress, whether or not you have these issues, right? Because everyone can trigger stress. But if you know how you're hardwired, if you know the skill sets that are really best suited for a particular career path or a subset of career paths, it just makes the whole decision process easier. It helps your student to show up on a campus aligned for what they're to be about versus, oh, honey, just go show up on the campus and figure it out when you get there. Well, honey, let me tell you, that is very expensive.
And a little culture shock might take place.
Well, hello. And it's emotionally exhausting and expensive for the student to not know really where they fit. So we just decided that this is an underserved market, and why not help these kids? So actually, we're going to be talking to several schools in the area, helping them to understand that we know how to help parents and educators and clinicians get more skill in this area. So we're actually even bringing in Teresa Maitland. I don't know if you've ever heard of Teresa Maitland, but she's an author three times over and almost four times now. She works at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, and we're bringing her in. She's written this great book called On Track for College, Readiness for Success, and she's special. So when you consider that we're bringing in the financial piece as well as the piece that can help parents, clinicians, and educators understand how to better serve this marketplace, we think it makes for some exciting news. So on April the 25th, we actually have a conference scheduled. It's going to be in the Oak Park area. So if you're interested in finding out more about that, you can go to College Readiness for Success. Make sure that you plug in the number 4. So it's College Readiness, number 4, success.com.
College Readiness for Success. It sounds fantastic. What about the time management piece? That's something that I'm always fascinated by. A high school student, they're in their building, and obviously they have a class schedule, but for the most part, they're a lot more disciplined, or they have to be a lot more disciplined to get from point A to point B. It's not as challenging. You go to college, and suddenly there's the distractions, there's the social life. I can only imagine for folks that we're talking about going to college, planning their schedule, planning their day, their week, their month, and they're ultimately decisions that are affecting their lives. It's got to be challenging. Are you touching on that at College Readiness for Success?
You betcha. You know, high school is not college. Let's just start right there. And so while high school, can be difficult, if your student actually has tools to help them stay focused and on target and can take it in small chunks step by step, we think that that can produce some success in this area. We know it can. And so we have tools for that. We have books for that, computer programs that can support that. There's just many, many tools. But I think for me, when I'm working right now with a couple who have twins with Asperger's, and their biggest heartbreak and concern are, can my kids make it? Not only from high school through college, but can they make it in life? And so we're saying, yes, yes, they can, and let's help you get the right tools so that as a parent, you know how to perform in this area at your highest level, but that you can really help the kids stand on a strong platform as they move forward in life.
Chris, I think the only piece that you're missing over here is the emotional support for parents that send their kids away to college. They're going to be lonely. Do you have any recommendations for them?
I had a client, you know, we actually do have parent-student meetings, and so I had one on Monday. And what a wonderful, delightful experience to help mom and dad recognize and talk in the room with their student about the emotional distancing that must take place, as well as just the physical distancing. But then to have the student hear mom and dad express that, and then, you know, if the student can say, yeah, you know, I wish they would just let me go. Of course, they say that all the time. But when they understand that mom and dad are going through this challenge as well as they, and we can talk through what that really means and what can we put in place so that everyone's respected, because you have to still live inside of a culture of honor with each other, right? After all, at the end of the day, it's mom and dad that are putting down a sizable amount of money to help you succeed as an adult. So we want to maintain that respect, but still acknowledge that we have an emerging adult here.
So we're talking with Chris Everett of Everett College Funding. It sounds like, Chris, the approach that you're taking is that there are partners in the college experience, that one of the partners and only one piece of the puzzle is the student, but the other piece is the parents. And you have to accomplish both objectives, deal with both partners in this endeavor, in this business venture, which is college.
You better believe it. And when you're dealing with parents who have additional challenges of students with emotional learning attention differences, then it's just a heightened level of stress. And so, yes, it's mom and dad and the student, but it's also the counselors at the high school. It's perhaps independent social workers and other clinicians that help to support in this area. So it's really, you know, if we could say it takes a village, it actually
it really does.
Does
take a village. That's great. So College Readiness for Success, the website is collegereadiness4success.com. And people can call your office to learn more about the program in the Western Burbs?
They can, 708-771-7777.
So where is the convention taking place? Where is the conference being held?
It's going to be at Greater Chicago West in Oak Park, Illinois. So if you go on the website, you can register and you can see it there.
And that's taking place in April.
Yes, it is April 25th. It's on a Saturday from 8:30 in the morning until noon. We have packed this event with so much information. So whether you're a parent looking for tools, an educator, a mental health professional, if you're working with teens that have learning, attention, social, and emotional differences, and you want to help them transition to college, this is the conference for you.
Amazing. So exciting. April 25th. Chris Everett, thank you so much for the helpful advice. Once again, your phone number, if people have questions about the college planning, college funding, and wealth management questions and scenarios.
Yes, sir. It's 708-771-7777.
Chris is a wealth of information. We always appreciate your time. Call Chris at 708-771-7777. Chris, we'll have you back on to talk about college readiness for success and hear all the stories of success that you're so good at. So thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at TandemHR.com or call 630-928-0500. 6310. That phone number, once again, is 630-928-0510. At the end of the show, I'm going to be sharing tips on how you can and should incorporate your business, protect yourself, do it right. And of course, I always have a networking tip for you. So don't miss that. That's at the end of the show. Keep listening. You're listening to the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. You're listening to Get Down to Business.
When the Prime Minister of Israel, our only true ally in the Middle East, spoke to Congress, the President got mad. Some Democrats even refused to attend and wouldn't hear his concerns over a treaty with Iran and their attempt to get a nuclear bomb. What is it that has made Democrats and the President the enemy of our friend? They won't use Muslim and terrorist in the same sentence while they cozy up to Iran and turn their back on our friends. Just keep listening to this station, AM 560. The Answer.
Fox News Radio, I'm Jane Metzler, marking 50 years since the Bloody Sunday Civil Rights March across the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama.
To think of what my forefathers went through so that I could have what I have today, very emotional. I'm just taking it all in.
She and so many others say they hope the magnitude of this anniversary will not completely die out after today when everyone says goodbye to Selma.
Fox Radio's Grinnell Scott in Selma. Higher prices at the pump.
A jump of 21 cents to an average $2.54.
Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg continuing his strong start to the 2015 Sprint Cup season.
Win number 29 at the checkered flag, Kevin Harvick. For Stuart Haas Racing.
The Vegas Cobalt 400 call courtesy Fox Sports. Fox News. We report, you decide.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Tom Bowman taking a look at traffic right now on the inbound side of the Edens. 2E to the junction is going to be stop and go. Lake Hook to the junction is 29 minutes. Outbound to clear at 19. Inbound Kennedy River Road toll to the junction, then the junction into division going to be your delays. O'Hare to downtown is 39 minutes. In from the junction is 18. Outbound, you're 10 minutes in the locals, 8 in the express out to the junction. Out to the airport is going to take you around 22. Slow traffic out there between Central and Sayre. Inbound side of the Eisenhower, Mannheim to Des Plaines, you're going to be tight, and then you're going to be on the brakes again. Racine into downtown. Thorndale to the post office is 34 minutes. In from Mannheim is 21. Outbound on the IQ are free and clear. 16 to Mannheim and 29 back out to Thorndale. It is currently 39 degrees under cloudy skies in Chicago, dropping down to a low of 30 degrees tonight. Get your next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years, we have received expert assistance with our HR, payroll, and benefits functions. Outsourcing these functions to Tandem allows Hayward to focus on what we do best, serving our customers and growing our core business. If you're looking for an HR outsourcing expert, we encourage you to contact Tandem. If you need a heating, ventilating, air conditioning expert, give us a call, RB Hayward Company, at 847-671-0400 or on the web at haywardhvac.com.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com. How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
Confidence. Do you have it? This is Dr. Anna Palak from Total Dentistry in Palatine and Yorkville. Confidence is what you feel when you know your teeth are white, your gums healthy, and your breath fresh. And that confidence shows in your smile. We see smiles of confidence every day when our patients leave the office after a cleaning, a whitening treatment, or a dental procedure. And those smiles make our day. Patients come in worried, often fearful, and we do whatever we can to make them comfortable. It might be an insurance concern, fear of pain, or even worries about how they'll look after we fit them with braces, dentures, or implants. But we address your every concern, and when we're done, we want to see that confident, beautiful smile. I invite you to call for an appointment today at 847-358-2477. Come on in and see our remodeled offices. Total Dentistry, a practice like no other. General dentistry and family dentistry. Learn more at TotalDentistry.org.
All of our listeners on Get Down to Business know how passionate I am about community, and in particular, West Rogers Park, a place that's home to so many different cultures and so many different people. Thrilled to be joined on the phone by Howard Rieger, the board president of the Jewish Community Council of West Rogers Park, where I serve as executive director. Howard, thanks for joining us on the phone.
You're welcome, Sean. Glad to be with you.
So, Howard, tell us why you love West Rogers Park. I can tell you my reasons, but I talk about that all the time.
Well, West Rogers Park is a great neighborhood in the city of Chicago, great access to both the downtown area and the rest of Chicago, the lakefront, suburbs, and a place where you can live side by side with a variety of other groups and really benefit from the diversity of a neighborhood that's rich in its history and I think has a great future.
The term that we always use is it's the international marketplace. Where else in Chicago, where else really in the country can you walk down a few blocks and literally pass through Jewish stores, Indian, Pakistani? It's absolutely incredible. But West Rogers Park is also the, you know, Devana McCormick is really gateway to so many communities, to Skokie, to Lincolnwood, to West Rogers Park, to Peterson Park. And there's a blight on that corner. Howard, tell us about the history of that little area.
Well, that area is adjacent to a shopping center, I think one of the first shopping centers in the city of Chicago. Lincoln Village. It was the home of a multiplex movie theater that was developed there and a car wash next to it that was a going concern for a good number of years. Unfortunately, approaching 10 years ago, for a variety of reasons, we can read about it publicly, you're never sure about the facts, the parking lot that was adjacent to that property was barricaded by the Metropolitan Water Reclamation District, allegedly because of a dispute about rental payments. Water Reclamation District wanting to raise the rent, we were told, with some of the stuff I've seen in the press, by 12 or 14 times in that given year and going forward for the next number of years. And therefore, that amount couldn't be paid. The parking lot was cut off. The businesses closed because how could they be successful? How could they even operate without a place for their customers to park? And it's just sat there, vacant, abandoned for these last going on 10 years. And we know what happens when property's abandoned. There's nobody there to maintain it. It's become defaced. It's a site for graffiti. It's had broken windows. It's now boarded up. And it's just the world's worst looking gateway to our communities, all of which do a pretty good job, I think, of maintaining infrastructure elsewhere.
So we, the Jewish Community Council of West Rogers Park, decided to do something about it, wrote letters, built coalitions, and now there's progress. So, Howard, what's the next steps and what can our listeners do to get involved and hopefully help us make our voice be heard?
Well, first of all, we have a meeting coming up at 6 p.m. this coming March 10th for an opportunity for the community to come together to have a dialogue with the executive director of the Metropolitan Water Reclamation District, David St. Pierre. He's a professional that's been on board managing the Water Reclamation District for the last 4 years. He has a long career in that field in other cities, both in the West and in the Midwest. And we're hoping that if he hears our concerns, that the Water Reclamation District will actually do something about this site. the fact of life is they may have wanted increased rent, but essentially for the last 10 years they've gotten zero.
And it looks terrible.
Yeah, so anything would be better than what's there from an income point of view, from their perspective, and also from a community point of view.
So March 10th, 6 p.m., it's taking place at Congregation B'nai Reuven at the corner of Devon and Whipple, 6350 North Whipple. And why should people show up? What can a bunch of people gathering together in a room really do?
Well, the way I look at it is the people who live in this community, the people who own stores or work in stores in this community, you know, they do a pretty good job of maintaining their property. All of us are diminished when we have an eyesore like this nearby. Clearly, it isn't at the top of the priority list of the Water Reclamation District, but it should be at the top of the priority list for those of us who live here and work here. So I think just the sight of a good number of people, I would hope, 100 or 200 people in a room, will let the Water Reclamation District know that this is something that's important to us and therefore should be important to them. They're a taxing body. They're a state-chartered organization. They depend upon all of us to pay our taxes to them. And therefore, they should be, and I'm sure would be, willing to be responsive to us. I think the other piece of it is that the Water Reclamation District has been a good citizen elsewhere. If we look at the trail along McCormick Road that goes through Skokie and Lincolnwood and into Evanston, there's a trail there for people to bike and walk and enjoy. Parts of it have sculptures on it. It's beautiful. It's all on land that was owned and is owned by the Water Reclamation, controlled by the Water Reclamation District. They've allowed those communities to develop that and make them a site of something constructive rather than abandonment.
So all of our listeners can get involved and make their voice heard. March 10th, 6 p.m., Congregation B'nai Reuven. Howard, what's the website for the Jewish Community Council of West Rogers Park so people can learn more about our work?
www.gowrp.org.
GoWRP.org. Make your voice heard. As Howard Rieger just said, you know, show up to the meeting. Make your voice heard. They're a taxing body. We need your involvement. The show is all about community. Keep listening. Thanks, Howard, for joining us on the program.
Thank you, Sholem. Keep up the good work.
All right. Hope to see you on the 10th.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Tom Bowman, taking a look at traffic on the Edens inbound between Peterson and the Junction. We're going to have some stop-and-go traffic. Lake Hook to the Junction is 25 minutes. Outbound, you're clear at 19. Inbound on the Kennedy O'Hare extension to Canfield, stop-and-go, then Nagel into Division. You're going to be slowing down just a little bit. O'Hare to downtown, 36 minutes. In from the Junction is 16. Outbound, you're clear to the Junction. 10 in the Locals, 8 in the Express Lanes. 21 out to the airport due to a slight delay between Foster and Harlem. Then on the inbound side of the Eisenhower, two delays, 25th to Des Plaines, then Ashland into downtown. That road work is still there in the left lane between Morgan and the Circle. That's slowing some stuff down. Thorndale to the post office is 32 minutes. In from Mannheim will take you about 19. It's currently 38 degrees under cloudy skies in Chicago, going down to a low of 30 degrees tonight. Get your next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
C.D. Peacock Jewelers is a luxury jewelry specialist known for its beautiful and timeless creations from custom designers, watchmakers, and master jewelers. As the corporate sales manager at C.D. Peacock, I strive to provide a high level of service to our corporate partners. This is the same reason we chose Tandem HR as our full-time HR partner. The comprehensive, custom HR solutions free us to concentrate on you.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Book your consultation at TandemHR.com.
CARES is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. CARES provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, CARES has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
Hello, and welcome to our annual company event celebrating all of our end-of-the-year achievements. We'd like to start out by saying thank you for making this such a great year.
Are you planning a company event on a budget? Events come in all shapes and sizes, from drop-off meeting catering and luncheons to cocktail receptions and plated dinner ceremonies. At Tasty Catering, no matter what size or type of event you're hosting, they understand that you want it to be simple to plan, completely within budget, and a huge success. Professionals across the Chicagoland area agree. Partnering with Tasty Catering consistently brings them high-quality catering and service that always matches those needs. For the most valuable, high-quality catering in the area, Chicago chooses Tasty Catering. View their menus and more when you visit tastycatering.com. That's tastycatering.com.
On Get Down to Business, the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. And we always talk about professionals and how professionals can improve their skills. That's why I'm thrilled to be joined across this glass window by producer Debbie, a.k.a. Debbie Schreiner. Debbie, thanks for taking the time to talk with me today.
I'm very happy to. Shalom. Thanks for having me.
Of course. So, Debbie, you across from you, you hear from dozens and dozens and dozens of radio hosts that most are pretty polished in how they present themselves. But really, all of our listeners are all presenting every day, every minute, every hour. When you have meetings and when you're sitting across from somebody, you're making an impression. How do you make a good first impression?
Well, I would say to be yourself, to be genuine, as far as a radio program goes. You know, you've really done a great job of this, is being conversational and warm with your guests, you know, putting them at ease and making them just feel like they can have a great conversation.
So it's not about giving a speech and grandstanding every time and speaking down. It's more about a conversation. That's the shows that you've seen have work well.
Yes, definitely. You know, that's enjoyable. You think about maybe a high school professor that you had who might have gone on and on and on. And it's just the students will start to tune out, right? But if it's engaging and you have that interaction with your guests or people who might be calling into your show, that's much more engaging.
Do you think that it's okay to wing a conversation, just to say, go with the flow, it's all going to work out, it's going to be okay, we'll find stuff to talk about? Or do you think preparation lends itself better to, whether it's a radio show or even a meeting out for coffee?
That's a good question. I think there are benefits to both. Kind of saying, we're going to let the conversation go wherever it goes, because sometimes you can find really interesting things that might not have come up if you planned everything out. On the other hand, I think it's also good to have an idea of what you want to talk about and to just go over that, whether it's a meeting or whether it's a radio program, to say, here are some of the things that we want to cover.
Debbie, do you follow current events a lot?
I do. I do.
So I think my opinion, I'm curious to hear your thoughts, is that current events are always a great thing to talk about. You want to be very careful politically. You know, you never want to anger or alienate somebody. You never know where they stand on an issue. But I also follow religiously, you know, the news, what's going on. And often in sitting down for coffee, which I do many, 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 many times mm-hmm. a day, I'll talk about something and it turns into a conversation. We find common interests and you build a relationship. It is all about relationship building, isn't it?
Yeah, I think you build that relationship with someone. Oftentimes when you kind of go beyond just the, this is my job, this is what I do, and you actually get to know someone and their likes and their interests, it can form a better bond with that person, for sure.
So what we're talking again with producer Debbie Schreiner. Debbie, you follow current events. We just talked about that. What are the things that interest you? You hear about IRS radio. You hear about business. You hear about religion. You hear about a lot of things. A lot of people come through the studio, and we always say what happens in Studio C stays in Studio C, right?
That's true.
What are the things that fascinate you?
Oh, things that fascinate me are you know, world events for sure, things going on in the world, and also the things that people are drawn to as far as, you know, social media, how something can just, that really isn't very important, can just be blown out of proportion and become something that everyone is focused on. I find that humorous.
So do you have any idea what the, what your, I wouldn't say the best show, because every radio host is a great radio host and every show is a great show. Do you have any idea what was the most, I guess, listened to or most controversial or most discussed topic in Studio C, now that you've been doing this for a long time?
Most listened to or most discussed. There's a program that has on a wide array of guests. It's called Business Insanity Talk Radio. And Barry Moltz, the host, has had on like a former CEO of Apple and all different kinds of guests. So I find that show interesting very often as I'm recording it.
Well, once again, we're talking with Debbie Schreiner, of the producer here in Studio C at AM 560, The Answer. Best advice is obviously to be yourself. I really like that. I think it's important. I try to be myself, and this show is all about having conversation. So, Debbie, appreciate the time, appreciate the advice, and thanks for all that you do. Appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure.
Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at TandemHR.com. Or call 630-928-0510. You can also email them, simplify@tandemhr.com. Once again, that phone number, 630-928-0510. And you know, Debbie, one more thing. I almost forgot the big controversy about the dress. We just talked about
yes.
that. So what do you see when you look at a picture?
I saw the white and the gold when I looked at it. But I had many friends who saw the blue and black.
Interesting. I saw the white and the gold as well. It's interesting. And I know you have a song. We don't have time for it, but you could probably get the podcast of the IRS Radio Hour. And I know you shared some pearls of wisdom with them. So once again, thanks, Debbie. Get Down to Business is brought to you in part by Everett Wealth Solutions, a registered investment advisor and financial planning firm, a fiduciary advisor that helps you create your personal wealth. You can find them at everettwealthsolutions.com or call 708-771-7777. Get on my website, shalomkline.com, and you can download podcasts from this show and find out who's going to be on next week, Sundays at 6 p.m.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com. How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
Painting is personal. That's why I'm choosing CertaPro to do some painting for me. This is Amy Jacobson. With CertaPro, you get the best of both worlds. CertaPro is the biggest painting company in America, yet they're also your neighborhood painter. CertaPro brings expertise, security, and quality to you to ensure your complete satisfaction for a job you can count on and be proud of. Winter is a great time to get interior painting done. What makes CertaPro different? Personal attention. Every estimate, every job, every home is unique. It's not just a coat of paint. CertaPro takes pride in transforming your house into your home. CertaPro knows that color is a personal decision. Let CertaPro's color specialists help you make your home a personal expression of you. They will move furniture, and when they finish painting, they will move it back. I'm choosing CertaPro. You should, too. Go to CertaPro.com, CertaPro.com, or call 1-800-GO-CERTA. That's 1-800-G-O-C-E-R-T-A. That's CERTA with a C. CertaPro, because painting is personal.
For the past 100 years, RB Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry.
Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years, we have received expert assistance with our HR, payroll, and benefits functions. Outsourcing these functions to Tandem allows Hayward to focus on what we do best, serving our customers and growing our core business. If you're looking for an HR outsourcing expert, we encourage you to contact Tandem. If you need a heating, ventilating, air conditioning expert, give us a call, RB Hayward Company, at 847-671-0400 or on the web at haywardhvac.com.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
What's happening? What does it mean? Why is it important? We've got the answer. AM 560, The Answer. WIND, Chicago.